Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports betting and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs, and then, you know, just overall investing advice. Just really excited about it. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I have no fucking idea. I don't want people to pay for their kids. I don't care about Felicity, whether she spent time in jail or not, really. I hate that people don't understand what's actually happening, which is there's deep damage she's done to her child's self-esteem. Her child forever believes that she is not capable. That's what people don't understand about this whole thing. Fuck, honestly, straight up, I don't care about who didn't get in because her daughter got in. Mm-hmm. That happens to every way about everything, mm-hmm. in a million different ways. I care that parents are fucking destroying children. So what I think about that is, like, if somebody's now scared to pay their kid into something because they're scared to go to jail, that's good.
Right.
But not because I feel bad for them or whatever, or good, or get them.
Right.
It's that I don't want them to do the behavior.
Right. No, I get it.
That to me is the deep passion, because that's the macro thing. This whole thing is that. Fake environments destroying souls.
Yeah.
Insecurity. The number one way. The number one thing I'm scared of is insecurity and fear. The number one way to create insecurity and fear in a kid is to show them through your actions that you don't believe in them. The number one way to show a kid you don't believe in them is to dig the outcome for them, right, on their behalf, not based on their merit.
Right.
That's the fucking framework.
So how do you think that's gonna happen in, like, her kid? How is that gonna manifest in their life forward?
They don't believe in themselves. They need mommy and daddy to take care of everything. That mommy and daddy taught me that I'm not good. That their power is how I can get things done. I'm not capable. That's it.
And can you rectify this situation now?
I think anything is rectifiable. But you have to start chipping away. If you have 100 points of pain, you start at 100, and now you're 99, and 98, and 97, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Everything's fixable. It's just when your starting point is fucked, mm-hmm. you know? So if you're at 32, because yeah, you pay a little, like, you know, if you pay for everything they do, if you get them into school, if you pay for their, quietly, for their apartment, when you're a 36-year-old and you're taking money from your parents, you're in deep shit. You think you're not, because you have the Mercedes, and that's the short term, it's the hit. It's like, oh, but my friends think I'm successful, but you know.
Right.
And when you know, no matter how you try to suppress it, or make pretend it's not happening, this is why drug use happens. This is why too many pills happens. This is why suicide happens. This is why depression happens.
Right.
It's really interesting to see that generation of, like, adults doing that, and then those people are becoming leaders. Like, that's so cool.
This is why empires fall. This is what judgment leads to. You do things to be accepted at all costs. Got it? This generation of parents had the luxury of not having depressions or wars or fear. So all the prosperity has led to atrocious behavior because you have time to worry about that shit. Nobody was paying to hide their kids' inability in the past. And what about the fact that, exactly, like, you know, there were so many things, that's why it wasn't happening. Plus, you know what else was happening? Our parents' generation, all of us, they were of the generation that borrowed money from their parents, not took it. Like, you know,
yeah.
like everybody who's like 50 and above, they're of the generation that, like, borrowed 10,000 from mom and dad, but actually paid it back. Which is a whole different dynamic than what's happening now, which is people are quietly paying for shit.
It's really a problem. So that's what I think about it. That's why so many people hit me up when it all went down. Mm-hmm. People knew that that's kind of where I was taking all this shit. And parents think they're helping.
Right, that's the thing.
Just giving them a little head start. Just giving them a little head start. Just helping them out. Why do they need to go to, why do they need anything they need?
That's true.
Like, explain to me why they need a doorman building apartment, not Astoria. Explain to me why they have to go to Coachella. Mm-hmm. Explain to me why they need Yeezys. I just don't understand. Live on your own 2 feet, you'll be happy. Don't, your parents control you and you think you suck. You may not think that. I love when people are like, Gary, you don't get it. I'm like, I fucking do get it, bro. Explain to me why you shouldn't be living on your own means. Can somebody make a video that counters my point to why parents should be quietly paying or publicly paying for their kids' life? The fucking comments I get on DMs when this shit comes out is crazy. They're like, Gary, bro, easy for you to say. No, not easy for me to say. I lived on my own 2 feet. I fucking went further than that. I fucking built a business for my parents. Fuck you, motherfucker. Well, how am I supposed to live more humbly?
Yeah, that's it.
Don't own a house. Big shot that you can't afford. Rent, right, bitch. Mm-hmm. Seriously. But how am I supposed to own a home? Literally, somebody DM me. But Gary, how am I supposed to own a home? I'm like, you're not, motherfucker. You haven't fucking figured it out yet. You shouldn't do anything you don't earn.
Right.
That's like me saying, why am I not dropping 55 points a game in the NBA? Because I'm not doing it. The reason you shouldn't own a home, dick face, is because you haven't saved money to buy a home, because that's the next part. What parents don't fucking understand, because I'm in these conversations, you see them. When you're paying for them, they're not saving. Because you pay their rent, they're buying Yeezys, Coachella, and fucking drugs. And when I say drugs, I mean $6 coffee or fucking cocaine. I don't give a fuck, pick it. Or the drug of, I need to have the freshest clothes to make pretend I'm flossing and winning when I'm not. Earn your shit, stand on your feet, be a fucking grown up. And anything that doesn't do that leads to insecurity. You don't believe you can.
I like the guy in Brisbane 2 years ago who said, me and my wife have a great house, we don't want to give it up, and blah, blah, blah. And you said, do you have any kids? And he said, no. He said, great, how many bedrooms is it? He goes, four.
So I remember.
We have four dogs.
Like, what the fuck? A bedroom for a dog. I'm like, no, of course not.
You don't need to live in Soho. You don't need to have a BMW. You don't need to. You need to. What you need to do is live on your own 2 feet. That is the quickest way to happiness. And my favorite part is, obviously I go after parents because they're the source of it.
Right.
So that's where I want to stop it. But everybody who then goes, like, you know, when I'm DMing these kids, they're like, yeah, fuck my dad. I'm like, no, right. Fuck you. You can say no. And then the worst part, there's another little version of this where parents are paying for their kids' lives so they can control them. So you're getting your Equinox and you got your BMW so that daddy can make you be a lawyer, but you want to be a rapper. And you're mad because you're like, but I want to be a rapper. I'm like, good, you can be a rapper. Stop taking your dad's money. Because if your dad's paying, then you should be a lawyer. That's it.
And the people are quiet.
And this is binary. That's it. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. And by the way, I'm about it because I want people to be happy. This is not about any other conversation than what has become absolutely crystal clear to me over the last half decade of the hundreds of thousands of interactions that I have privately. That is the most obvious thing I see in the world, which is people are unhappy because of this dynamic. And then people are on the other side when they see this video, they're like, fuck that, I'm unhappy because my parents aren't helping me. You know? And I'm like,
yeah.
You think so. You don't know how fucked up these people are. You're upset because you're sad because you want shit. You don't realize that if you're on your own merit, you're fucking good.
Right. There are a lot of people that don't have a choice. They don't have like parents that can help them out.
Most people.
Yeah, like,
what do you mean
you
a
know?
Lot of people? Most people. You know what those people do? Credit cards.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know who's everybody who doesn't have parents? Parent? Credit cards.
Yeah, that's true.
Debt. For what?
Yeah.
One more time, for what? Mm-hmm. Why do you have debt? Because you bought some shit you wanted. Mm-hmm. To what? To disguise your unhappiness?
Right.
So why don't we get to the unhappiness part? People aren't patient.
Right.
People are impatient and value other people's opinions. Game over. Fuck, man. Honestly, though, I love when people try to come at me like, yeah, but you had it easy. I'm like, God, I lived in a shitty fucking apartment my entire 20s in New Jersey. While building, I want the person to stand up who took a business from 3 to 60 and owned none of it and left with nothing. Then you can talk to me. You know? You know? You know?
Not quite 60. Not far off.
Yeah, but guess what? Would have you done that for CAA if they paid you nothing? Because I got paid nothing,
I
too.
I took a pay cut to start there.
Yeah, but you know, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, you understand?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, I got paid zero as a family member, right. Built it, and left. Yeah, it'd be one thing if I was making 330, because that's what, I deserved $1 million a year salary on the shit I was doing. Fuck that, man. Honestly, I'm like trying to, I'm done with letting anybody get away with any excuse on this issue. Credit cards, poison.
Yes.
Parents paying for you, poison. Let's get this going. Let's fucking get to happiness. You could be so fucking happy. They're like, Gary, how am I supposed to live in New York then? Don't! Don't live in New York! Move to Ohio! The fuck, why are you supposed to live in
New York? And I can't.
Why are you supposed to live in New York?
Yeah.
And by the way, you can. You can live in Astoria with 5 roommates. You can!
Mm-hmm.
When my parents came to this country with nothing, they lived in New York, they lived in Queens. With 9 family members in a studio. That's what they could afford. Stand on your 2 fucking own feet. Fuck, enough. People are so confused. I want to make this the coolest conversation in the world.
Okay.
And the second it does, then shit will get super interesting. Mm-hmm. And then it all trickles. Now all of a sudden, if parents aren't doing to do that, then the kid on merit that deserved to go into USC gets in. It all trickles from it.
Hell yeah.
You know? So that's where I'm at. Got it? That's why. There's millions of people living humbly and making it and living in all of you on my team. Like, it's happening every day. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, Gary, the way you're able to take in the moment words of wisdom and use this platform to make it feel close to an in-person experience is truly incredible. It feels like we are living in a bizarre moment in time where the recorded medium is a strange barrier to truly understanding someone's presence and power. It's like the difference of seeing Tom Cruise in movies your whole life and then seeing him in person and realizing he is a little guy. That in-person experience really connects the pieces. I appreciate you doing all that you can to close that barrier, and it feels as though I am with you and learning from your masterful experience of life. Thank you so much for that amazing review, and to anybody else listening, if you leave us a review, you might get shouted out in the next episode. Also, Tom Cruise, the Mission Impossible franchise, is amazing.